I am a sailor, sailing on the sea. Won't you come with me? I am a sailor, sailing on the sea. Won't you come with me? Once upon a time, there was a sailor, sailing the high seas he was, and he loved it. The seas were his home, and he never liked being on dry land. No, it was always the sea that he loved. But one time he was sailing. He was sailing through calm, calm waters, and it was nice and warm where he was sailing. And he happened to see up ahead a little island. Well, he often saw islands in those parts, little islands that would just come and go as the sea rose and fell. And this island, it looked to him like no exception, just a little pile of sand it was, just a little hill of sand it was, with a little bit of greenery. But he knew before long it would be submerged under the waves as the sea rose and swallowed it up. And as he sailed his boat past, he wasn't paying a great deal of attention to this island when all of a sudden he heard something. He heard something coming from that little island. And it most amazed him what he heard. And it was this. And his ears pricked up, and he said to himself, "That sounds like a baby. That sounds like a baby." And at once he changed his course, and he veered towards that island. And what did he see but lying there on the island? A bundle, a white bundle all wrapped up. And he could still hear the crying even louder now. And so he comes to the island, that tiny little vanishing island of sand, and he pulls his boat up on the sand, and he goes to that little bundle, and he unwraps it. What does he see? Oh, the loveliest little baby girl you ever saw. What's a baby doing on an island like this? That doesn't make any sense, thought the sailor. And at once the baby starts crying even more, and he looks down and he thinks to himself, this baby's thirsty and probably hungry too. So he takes her back to his boat, and he gets some water and he puts it in a little cup, and he tips the little cup into the baby's mouth, and with a lot of spluttering and a lot of mess, the baby manages to drink a little bit. But she's still crying. Oh, yes, she's still crying. He's thinking, this baby's hungry. I got to give her something to eat. Well, it takes him a great deal of fussing, but he finds some biscuits that he mashes up with a tiny bit of water, and it makes a little bit of a kind of moussey kind of baby food mess there. And he spoons a little bit of it into the baby's mouth, and the baby with an even more of a mess making manages to take a little bit of that food down, but not very well, because he's really just a tiny, tiny, tiny baby. And he's thinking, oh, this baby needs feeding, this baby needs raising. And the baby's crying, and the baby's crying. And he says, oh, don't cry. And as soon as he says that, oh, the baby, she calms down, and she looks at him, and she gurgles. And he thinks, this baby likes singing. Well then, I'll sing to her. And so he does. I am a sailor, sailing on the sea. Won't you come with me? And she likes his song very much. Does the baby. She likes his song very much, such that she calms right down, and he cuddles her in his arms, and he feels very happy that he finally got her to stop crying. But it's only right then, it's only right then that he looks back to where the island was. And what does he see but the waves? A lapping onto the shore, ever higher and higher, until soon they've fully covered the place where that little baby was. And he thinks to himself, I got here right, in the right moment, in the last moment. Looks like it's just me and this baby now. And he cuddles her even closer, and he just sails away with her upon the sea. I am a sailor, sailing on the sea. Won't you come with me? Well, they sail. And he learns how to feed that baby good and proper, he does. Oh, yes, he gets a bit beyond the mushed-up biscuits, and he feeds her and feeds her until she grows and she grows, until she's playing on that boat like there's no tomorrow, until it's all the world she knows, her lovely papa the sailor, and her on that boat. And never was a couple of people so happy as the two of them. Well, the years pass, and the years pass, and soon that little girl, she's grown up to be a teenager. And the old sailor is thinking to himself, well, a boat at sea with an old man is no place for a teenage girl. She has to meet people her own age and make friends and all. And with a very reluctant and heavy heart, he steered his boat back towards land. And there he parked his boat up on the beach, and he got a little house together for the two of them. And he sent the girl to school. Well, he didn't much like being on the land. He never did much like living on the land like that. It was not really what he was made for. But every day she'd come home from school with so many great stories of all the things that she'd done and all the friends she'd made and all the fun she was having and all the things she was learning, that it made it worthwhile for him. Even so, most days you could find him sitting at his window, gazing out at the sea, gazing out at the sea. Well, the years went by until came the day when she had finished her schooling. And on that fateful day, do you know what happened? She came home from school, and I don't know how it happened or why, but the old sailor, she found him dead. She found him dead in his bed. Maybe he'd eaten something that had poisoned him. Maybe he'd simply been so old that he'd died in his sleep. But there she found him dead. And she wept, and she cried. And when they'd taken him out to sea and buried him out there at sea, she was left wandering about and thinking, now what shall I do with my life? What shall I do with my life now that my papa has gone? Well, she tried all kinds of things and she tried all kinds of jobs, but none of them ever seemed to take away the great sadness that was in her heart. For many years she had drifted around not knowing quite what she should do, until one day she was back on the beach and she was wandering just past where her old papa's boat was parked up on the sand. And she swore she could almost hear the old man singing. And this is what she heard. I am a sailor, sailing on the sea. Won't you come with me? And it was then that she realized what she had to do, what it would be that would fulfill her. And she pushed her old papa's boat out to sea. She jumped in it and she started sailing. Oh, and it felt so good to be sailing there. It felt so good to be sailing. And she started thinking, why did we ever stop leading this life? This was what I was born to be doing. I don't understand why my papa ever came to port and sent me to school. Well, she sailed and she sailed very happily for many years, until one day her boat sailed up close to the boat of a young man. A nice young man who said, in a language she could only just understand, "Won't you come with me?" And she said, "I am a sailor, sailing on the sea. Won't you come with me?" Well, he didn't need much persuading. No, he didn't need much persuading. And he jumped off his boat and he let it drift and he jumped into hers, and the two of them, they sailed off together. Well, I do believe in time they were married. I do believe as the years went by, they had more and more children. So many indeed that there was no need to go to dry land and send them to school. They kept each other company. And they lived, I do believe, happily ever after. I am a sailor, sailing on the sea. Won't you come with me?